Why AMD's OpenAI deal marks a new era for AI data centers, Mark Vina. There was a time when AMD was the scrappy underdog of the semiconductor world. 20 years ago, few would have imagined that the company would shape the future of global AI infrastructure alongside one of the most powerful players in the field of artificial intelligence. Yet, that is exactly what AMD has achieved with its new multi-year partnership with OpenAI. This deal marks both a technological milestone and a strategic pivot for the entire data center industry. 6 gigawatt statement of intent, the headline is staggering, and I'm not being hyperbolic. OpenAI will deploy up to 6 gigawatts worth of AMD Instinct GPUs, starting with 1 gigawatt of MI450 accelerators in the second half of 2026. In raw scale and ambition, this is a defining moment for AMD. As Forrest Norrod, AMD's EVP and GM of Data Center Solutions, put during the company's briefing, this deal is hugely transformative, not just for AMD, but also for the dynamics of the industry writ large. It is a strong endorsement of AMD's technology and its suitability for deployment at the largest scale for the most important models. That single quote captures the shift underway. AMD is no longer just competing. It's co-authoring the blueprint for how the next generation of AI infrastructure will be built. The deal goes far beyond a conventional supplier agreement. It's structured as a deep strategic partnership, complete with performance-based warrant for OpenAI to acquire up to 160 million AMD shares tied to deployment milestones and stock price thresholds that peak at $600 per share. This structure aligns both companies on execution and success, creating what Norrod described as a positive virtuous cycle of deployment, adoption, and value creation. Power becomes a new metric. One of the most telling details isn't the number of GPUs, but in how AMD and OpenAI are defining scale. Rather than counting chips or flops, they're talking gigawatts, an energize-centric metric that reflects how hyperscale operators now plan infrastructure. As Norrod explained, our customers and the folks building data centers are now having to think about infrastructure in 1 gigawatt tranches. This shift from compute metrics to power metrics hints at something more profound. AI infrastructure is becoming as much about power engineering, thermal efficiency, and systems integration as it is about silicon performance. AMD is leaning into that reality with Helios, a rack-scale solution that integrates GPUs, CPUs, networking, and telemetry into a single, compact design. Helios embodies a holistic approach to AI data centers, one that views hardware not as standalone products, but as integral elements of a massive, coordinated system. This holistic strategy makes AMD's acquisition of ZT Systems, which occurred earlier this year, especially crucial. That move, which seemed peripheral at the time, now looks prescient. ZT's expertise in large-scale system design underpins Helios, enabling AMD to deliver vertically integrated solutions, not just components. The data center of the future will not be built chip by chip. It will be delivered as engineered pods, optimized for power, performance, and scalability from day one. AMD earns top-tier credibility. This deal is also a story about credibility. AMD's relationship with OpenAI didn't materialize overnight. It began with the MI300, when OpenAI first ran GPT workloads on AMD hardware within Microsoft's data centers. Over the last 18 months, that relationship deepened, particularly through work on Triton, OpenAI's compiler for GPU kernels. AMD became a first-class backend for Triton, aligning its roadmap with OpenAI's needs and shaping the MI450's design around real-world feedback. That patient, iterative engagement ultimately paid off. As Norrod noted, OpenAI's commitment didn't come from a casual date. It came from working with OpenAI for several years, having them gradually build up confidence in our capabilities. This announcement is more than a supply agreement. It's validation that AMD now belongs in the highest tier of AI infrastructure providers. The impact of this partnership will ripple beyond AMD and OpenAI. It signals that the AI infrastructure market is no longer a one-horse race dominated by NVIDIA. The emergence of credible alternatives at hyperscale levels will accelerate competition, diversify ecosystems, and spur innovation across the stack, from compilers and frameworks to networking and power delivery. It may also change how data centers are financed and deployed. A 6-gigawatt agreement implies multi-billion-dollar investments in power, cooling, and real estate. As deployments are framed in gigawatt terms, expect data center design to become more modular, with pre-engineered, rack-scale solutions like Helios forming the basic unit of deployment that could shorten time to market for AI infrastructure and make global expansion more predictable and capital-efficient. The bigger picture, AMD's coming of age ultimately. This deal is about more than hardware. It is about AMD claiming a seat at the table of the most consequential technology shift of our time. 2 decades ago, the idea of AMD supplying the backbone for one of the world's most advanced AI platforms would have seemed fanciful. Today, it is a reality. The deal reflects a company that has transformed itself from a perennial challenger to a strategic partner trusted to help power the future of artificial intelligence. It hints at an industry in transition where power, scale, and integration are redefining what it means to be a leader. The big players of AI infrastructure now include AMD, and that changes everything. Reproduced with permission, published initially on Tech News World. Copyright 2025 ECT News Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Mark Vina is the CEO and principal analyst at Smart Tech Research based in Las Vegas, Nevada. As a technology industry veteran for over 25 years, Mark covers many consumer tech topics, including PCs, smartphones, smart home, connected health, security, PC and console gaming, and streaming entertainment solutions. Mark has held senior marketing and business leadership positions at Compaq, Dell, Alienware, Synaptics, Sling Media, and Nitto Robotics. Mark has appeared on CNBC, NBC News, ABC News, Business Today, the Discovery Channel, and other media outlets. Mark's analysis and commentary have appeared on Forbes.com and other well-known business news and research sites. His comments about the consumer tech space have repeatedly appeared in the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, USA Today, Tech News World, and other news publications. Mark is also a founding co-host of the Tech Stack podcast team featuring Francis Sidico, Jim McGregor, Dave Altavilla, and Marco Chiappetta. You can subscribe to the Tech Stack podcast for free via The Technologists. The Technologists are more than just tech enthusiasts. We're trusted guides in a rapidly evolving digital world. We, Smart Tech Research, like all research and tech industry analyst firms, provides or has provided paid services to technology companies. These services include research, analysis, advising, consulting, benchmarking, acquisition, or speaking sponsorships. Companies mentioned in this article may have utilized these services. Furthermore, given Smart Tech Research's expertise and its utilization of AI tools within its own practice, the company provides guidance to other businesses on employing AI in a productive and responsible manner. Smart Tech Check Podcast weekly podcast episodes. Watch Mark Vina's podcast with industry luminaries. Subscribe to my Smart Tech Check podcast on YouTube and to my Smart Tech Check newsletter for free on LinkedIn or Medium for updates on the most important disruptive tech topics that should be on your radar screen.